Gimel Ches. Haman is now approaching Achashverosh with his plan. The Gemara comments here that Lo Yoda Lishna Bishaka Haman, no one knew the art of propaganda better than Haman. The way he speaks here to get Achashverosh on board with killing the Jews, or mentioned that from the Gaon it's mashma that Achashverosh didn't know that it was the Jews that he was after. In any case, Haman was able to sway the king into killing out the whole people. Mefoizer, mefoired, scattered, is a remnant to the fact that the Yidden, unfortunately, were not united at this time. One of the points of Purim is to bring us together. That's why we have mitzvahs of Mishloach Manos, mitzvahs of Yoinim, to help promote Achdus in Klal Yisrael, because there was not Achdus at the time, and that's why Haman was, that's what he meant when he said the Mefoizer, mefoired. Now, Haman also, there's a medrash that Haman goes through a whole bunch of lies. Pasuk doesn't mention this, but I'll just mention quickly one example. It's a very long medrash where Haman goes on and on. He distorts the whole Jewish history in a manner that makes the Jews look black. They went down to Mitzrayim, and the kind Egyptians gave them a shelter, a home. And one time the Jews approached the Pharaoh and he conned him, let us go out for 3 days and can we also borrow some of your gold and silver? And they didn't come back. So Pharaoh goes and looks for them and wants, oh, where are the Jews? Oh, why don't they, where do they go? And where's my gold and silver? You promised to pay back. And this is the Lashon of the Medrash. They had this sorcerer amongst them whose name was Moshe. I don't know how, I don't know what, but he does something with the sea, splits, and they go in. And again, Paro's like, you never fall, you know, with my gold and silver. Is this Medrash? Hold on.
It's
a great magician. It's Esther Abba. I don't have the exact makar, but you look on this parsha. And again, I don't know what, I don't know how, but he drowned them all. So Rebbe says, oh, B'Shem is Rebbe Rav Chatzkel, that this is a this medrash when every time the Haman is keeps saying over and over again this line about I don't know how, I don't know, he missed all the details. This is how a liar convinces a person that he's telling the truth. You start to discern what he's saying, you start to ask questions. I don't mean like that's the teva.
Politicians.
Whatever.
Politicians are like that.
You have to be wary about. It's important to ask questions. That's why you'd be encouraged by the Pesach say that you give out chocolates and whatnot to the kids. You know, the Dafka, they should ask questions. In Judaism, we encourage questions. Every other religion in the world, they know that questions lead to uncovering the falsehood. But by us, the kit, questions only bring you to a better appreciation. So there's another thing here that another thing Haman mentions is that Amalek, how did Haman describe his, you know, his ancestors, their actions? Amalek attacked, the Torah says Amalek made a blind attack against the Jewish people. But Haman says, no, they were just trying to help the Egyptians recover their money. But and again, I don't know what, I don't know how, and they destroy them all. And he goes on and on like this, over and over again, and gets Achashverosh to take off his ring and says, Haman, do what you want with them. And the famous Gemara says in Megillah, Godol Mesiras HaTabas, Yoser Mi Arbon V'Shmoyne V'Sheva Neviyas, Ar Neviyam V'Sheva Neviyas, Shenestavon Yisrael, 48 Neviyam and 7 Neviyas all tried to get Klal Yisrael to do Shuvah unsuccessfully. But the Rabban Yisholam gets Achashverosh to give Haman, he gives his ring to Haman, which empowers him to do whatever he wants. Now he has this royal signet, he can make gzeiros, and he can stamp them at will. That was enough to do the gzeira, to get Klai Yisrael to do shuvah. Also, Lavo, there's a shita, walls that. How is the gula seder going to come about? One says they'll do tshuva on their own. One says, one mandama says that they'll be nigal without doing tshuva. And the other mandama says they'll only with tshuva. Aye, so what if Klai Yisrael doesn't do tshuva? Hashem amid aleihem melech shegzeirois of kashrut kishal haman emosim tshuva. Now,
what
is that? More than the $50 thing. 48 Nevi'im, 7 Nevi'os. Rashi and the Gemara enumerates them to you. Now, it says that Haman sent out messengers in the month of Nisan. He sent out two different types of messages. In Pasuk Yud Beis, it says, he sent out to the Sorim, Chashtar Bnei HaMelech, HaPachois, Soriam V'om. These are all the high-ranking officials. What does he tell them? Pasuk Gimel, L'hash Milag, L'abed V'chulu. He tells them that on the 13th of Adar, there's going to be, Rachman HaSan, a full destruction of the Jewish people. But what does he tell everyone else? Look carefully at the Pasuk. And Pasuk Gedal, Pasuk Shegin Aksav, Linosin Dos Bechomazi Medina Medina. The public version of these decrees, what are the people going to see in the Pashka Vilim on Dom on the sides? Is Golach Amalias, Asir Mamas, that just people should be ready to take, as of yet, unspecified action on the 13th of Adar. Haman was very devious. If he told the common folk also about the Gzeira, the Jews would also know about it. And then the Jews would get to work bribing the right officials, and Haman wanted to keep them in the dark. Another beautiful thing that we see here is that Lahashmid Ladug La'abed. What are all these Lashinas? So the guy says like this: everyone has a guf, ruach, neshama, and he also has possessions. Haman wanted to obliterate all four aspects of Jews. He wanted literally there should be no zecher of Jews left in the world. Lahashmid, when you know the lashon of shmad, goes on the neshama. He was geyser on mitzvahs. Later you're going to see a pasuk like, Huda Maisa Aira, Aira Zutaira, because Haman was geyser on Taira. He was geyser the Jewish not on Taira and do mitzvahs. So that's Lahashmid. What's Laharig? Kipshuto. He wanted to kill them, to terminate the lives. That's connected to the ruach of a person. La'abed. He wanted to take their guf, even after their death, and cremate the bodies. Mamish no zecher. And Ushlolam Lovois, all the property should be confiscated up for grabs. That's because he didn't want there to be any Jewish property left. So when there's going to be a Yeshua, Rabban Hashem restored for the Yidden all four of these things. One, Haman, you want to destroy the Ruchnius of Klai Yisrael. Now Klai Yisrael are getting a new mitzvah called Mikra Megillah. You want to destroy their ruach, their lives. We're going to get, now they have a special mitzvah of simcha. That's connected to ruach. Connected, you want to destroy the body. There's going to be a mitzvah of mishta and suda on Purim. And finally, connected, you want to confiscate and destroy their money. We're going to have a mitzvah of mishlech monas and matanas of yainim. That le'ein kol is going to be Jewish property going back and forth, neighbor to neighbor. And even poor people are going to be allowed to acquire capital on this day. Oh. Finally, how does this parak end? Amelch v'amon yosh v'lishtay z'vayar shushan nevoicha. Nevoicha, Rambam's famous sefer, Moira Nevuchim, it means confusion. It doesn't mean that they were sad. I used to think that nevoicha is lashon bechi. No, it's lashon that they were confused. They see this, something about the 13th, be ready on this day. They're uneasy. What does that mean? They know who their king was, this anti-Semite, so they're uneasy. Mordechai Yoda. Here? In Shemayim, we know that Haman could never have made a gzeira unless he had the backing of the Rabbanu Shalom. We already discussed how he advised Achashverosh to do something that is pseudo to promote, you know, lewd thoughts amongst the Jews, and that will cause them to have a gzeira against them. But how did Mordechai find out about it? Eliyahu HaNavi, again this is the Medrash, was on the scene when he saw that there was a gzeira being written. The Bansham made a gzeira, and Eliyahu HaNavi, because of his zeal and love for Klal Yisrael, first he tried to get the Avos of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov to intercede on behalf of the Yidden. But when they asked, what did the Jews do to deserve such a gzeira, because they were Nenim Sudasu, Shalos to Russia. So you know what the Avos answered? What do you want from us? If they were sin, they sin. So Leo finally, he goes to Moshe Rabbeinu, the famous advocate of the Jewish people, who always got us off the hook when we were facing very, very dire straits. The Rabbanu Shalom twice wanted Chas V'Shalom to destroy the Yidden by the Egel and by the Meraglim, and it was Moshe who got us off the hook. He's the greatest advocate the Jews have ever had. Eliyahu figures, so Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the person I have to turn to here as well. So the Medrash says that they had the following conversation. Moshe says, Eliyahu, go back and find out, first of all, was this gzeira, was it sealed with blood or with tit, cement? Eliyahu goes, comes back with cement. Oh, so Moshe realizes that apparently it's not 100% final. It can be revoked. Then he asks Eliyahu, in the current generation, is there any Jew who excels in Midas HaTfilah? So as we already discussed, that's exactly why Mordechai was chosen to lead Klal Yisrael to this time, because of his excellence in tefillah. So Eliyahu tells him, yes, there's Mordechai. So Moshe tells Eliyahu, go now to Mordechai and tell him about the gzeira, and tell him to begin an intense period of tshuva and tefillah, and to get Klal Yisrael also to do the same. And when the time comes, I will attempt to intercede on behalf of Klal Yisrael. We'll see what that moment was, Be'ez Hashem, at a later time. But at least now we know how Mordechai found out about the gzeira. Haman, meanwhile, after he makes the gzeira, the Medrash continues, he goes and he sees Mordechai. And Haman's in a great mood. He's finalized his plans to get rid of those Jews. And he sees Mordechai, his arch enemy. And then Haman sees the following. Mordechai notices three cheder yingel coming out of cheder, and Mordechai runs after them. Haman sees this and he's curious. Why is Mordechai running after three children? Haman runs also to find out what's going on here. Mordechai asks the three children. We know that a child, if you ask him to recite a pasuk he's just learned today, it's a form of nevuah. It's like it's a heavenly signal. So Mordechai asks each of the three in turn, no, tell me a pasuk that you learned. The first one tells him a pasuk, Al tira mi pachad pisoim mishoyas visham kisavoy. The second one told him a pasuk, Utsu eitza v'sufar davu dovu v'lekom kimanu keil. And the third one said a pasuk, Vatzikna nihu vatseva anyesboil anyasisim anyesov anyesbov amalit. The Medrash continues that when Mordechai heard this, he was tremendously happy. Even though he just found out that there was a gzeira against the Jews to destroy them, he heard these three psukim, he was happy. Haman says, Mordechai, what's the big idea? What are you so happy for? Mordechai says, I know all about your gzeira, and I just found out I have nothing to worry about it. Haman is so furious, he says, yeah, when the time comes, I'm going to slaughter those kids first, then I'm going to go after you. So obviously this is a Medrash Pliya. So it's said over in the name of the Goyen that the explanation is as follows. There were three times that Amalek came with a concerted effort to destroy the Jewish people. The first time is at the end of Parshas B'Shalach, by Ovar Amalek V'Elach and Yisro B'Refidim. The second one time was in Parshas Chukas, Vayishma Knani Melech Arod, and Chazal say, Rashi brings it there, that this is not a Knani, it's really Amaleki, and he's just dressing up as a Knani, sounding like a Knani, because that way the Jews will daven, save me from the Knani, and Hashem will listen to them, because they're really Amalekim. So Tal Yisrael were on to them, they figured out the shtick, they looked like Amalekim, so they said, Hashem, save me from this nation, whoever it is, and that did the trick. And the third time, of course, was now with Haman. So Mordechai said like this, the first pasuk that the children told me, is Altira Mipachet Pisoy, and that's connected to the first event of Parshas Bishalach. Amalek came against Klal Yisrael in a surprise attack. That's Altira Mipachet Pisoy. The second time, by Melech Arod, Aknani, Melech Arod, that's connected to the pasuk, Utsu Eitzo V'Sufar. Dabru Dovar Veloyukom, they had a certain plot. They dressed like Kananim. Dabru Dovar, they spoke like Kananim. But Veloyukom, it didn't materialize. Kimanu Kael Hashem helped us, which means Hashem helped us to daven for the right thing. That Hatzla only save us from this nation. What's the third pasuk? That's connected now with Haman. How is it connected Haman? So Chazal tell us that Haman, Achashverosh had arranged for Haman to address the United Nations of that time to sell his idea of killing the Jews. Achashverosh was so wary of the idea. And the nations of the world screamed at Haman, you're trying to destroy the world if you know Jews. There's not going to be a world, and then anyone who started up with the Jews has been destroyed. You want us to be destroyed as well. Haman says, you got to know something. Their God, he's old. He won't be able to help them anymore. How do I know this? Because not too much long ago, somebody named Nebuchadnezzar came and destroyed the first base of Mikdash, and Hashem didn't help them. Of course, he didn't realize that it was Dafka of Menashemayim, Hashem helped Nebuchadnezzar. That's not how Haman sold his speech to the General Assembly. He said, Hashem is old. So listen to what this third pasuk says. Va'adzikna anihu. You have to ask a question. It's still me until old age. What's pasuk on this pasuk here? The bunch of men's old age. Even at a time when they'll say about me that I'm suffering kilu from old age, anihu, adseivani esboil. That's what Mordechai heard. He said the third pasuk is teaching us that the bunch will be with us even now. Now I know that I don't have to be afraid of you. Still needs to be explained. Haman said, I mean, I'm sugar. Yeah, I'm going to kill those kids first. Apparently he had some kind of intuition that it was those kids who were going to do him in. How? That Bezoshim we'll see at a later time. Stop here.